Good morning. It is a Wednesday morning. That means Jeff Wilkin, veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette, joins us. Good morning, Jeff.
And good morning, Dave.
Well, the governor of New York has been giving his daily press briefings, often from New York City or Albany, but yesterday he was started in Buffalo.
The governor said that New York's economy will reopen in phases, starting upstate. The governor spoke from Erie County, where a surge of COVID-19 cases has left the highest death toll in the state outside the New York City area. 151 residents are dead. But where hospitalizations appear to have stopped rising for now. Cuomo said that because the virus is spreading to different regions at different rates, the reopening cannot happen all at once statewide. Cuomo also said the state would try to reimagine each region as it goes along, making it better than it was before the pandemic.
He also talked about elective outpatient surgical procedures being able to begin again.
Yes, Dave. Governor Cuomo also announced Tuesday that some hospitals can resume elective outpatient surgical procedures under certain conditions. Saratoga and Schenectady counties will be allowed. Albany, Rensselaer, and 17 other counties will not be allowed. Whether and when a hospital can resume procedures will depend on a three-part consideration of how bad the COVID-19 infection rate is in that area and how many COVID patients that hospital has. When the COVID-19 crisis worsened in March, state officials asked and then ordered New York hospitals to halt all non-essential procedures to conserve supplies and manpower for the coming wave of coronavirus patients. This has resulted in significant financial hardship.
And some of that hardship means people cannot get the food they need. And to that end, a drive-through food distribution event is being set in Schenectady.
Yes, Dave. A drive-through food distribution network is set for Schenectady County residents Wednesday in the SUNY Schenectady back parking lot as the COVID-19 pandemic continues. The pantry will include fresh produce, dairy, and frozen meats and will run from 4 until 7 p.m. There will be no contact. Residents will be able to drive through several stations, and the food will be placed in their vehicle trunks.
His name is Jeff Wilkin. He is a veteran journalist with the Daily Gazette. You can read these and more stories at dailygazette.com. Jeff, so good to talk to you. Stay safe. We'll catch up with you next Wednesday.
Thanks, Dave.